It's the Business Intelligence Report, a weekly conversation about business news in Oklahoma. I'm Jacob McClelland. I'm joined today by Journal Record senior reporter Sarah Terry Cobo. Hey, Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Jacob. It's great to be here.
Now, I want to talk to you today about Devon Energy's five-year, $75 million deal with petrochemical and agriculture company Dow DuPont. You're going to need to walk me through this a little bit. In the big picture, what does this deal accomplish for the companies?
Well, right. So basically, the arrangement provides a hedge for both Devon, which is an oil and gas driller, of course, and Dow DuPont. They make fertilizers, chemical seeds, all kinds of stuff. The hedge, in principle, cuts off the risk from a high price or a low price. And so Dow pays Devon money and in return gets access to a fuel, that's natural gas, that Dow uses to manufacture all these plastics and chemicals.
So what does Devon gain from this arrangement?
Okay, so Devon will get that $75 million over 5 years that you mentioned. And basically, they won't have to use their proverbial credit card, right? They won't have to get more debt or spend any cash to drill the wells in the Fort Worth area. And that's the Barnett Shale. So Devon gets money to drill some of those wells they would not have otherwise drilled if they had to pay for them out of their own budget.
And what's in it for Dow DuPont?
So Dow is getting access to natural gas at a low cost, and it gets what it's known as working interest. And that basically means that Dow would get a share of the revenue that comes from the natural gas sales from those Barnett wells after the royalties are paid. That's what a working interest is. So the more Dow can get a cheap feedstock or cheap input, then the more they can control their overhead costs.
Huh. So what are the potential risks for the companies, if there are any?
Right. So there are risks, and each of them face risks, but they're market risks. They're outside of this deal because Dow operates all over the world. It buys supplies to make products locally. The biggest risk it faces is changes in local currencies, like the value of local money. And for Devon, the risk it faces are continued low natural gas prices because they're trying to sell oil and gas to make money. But the experts I talk to say this deal reduces risk for both parties.
Now, I want to talk about another energy-related story from the Journal Record, and this one is about activist investor Carl Icahn. He successfully expanded the board of directors at Sandridge by two members. Why is this important?
Okay, so bit of clarification there. Carl Icahn is fighting to get all new directors for Sandridge's board. He proposes five new ones at first. Then a few days later, Sandridge executives come out and say they supported two of his five candidates. A few days after that, Icahn says he wants two more. So now he wants a total of seven board members.
So who is Icahn trying to get on the board here?
Right. So two members that Sandridge CEO Bill Griffin says he supports are these independent directors, and that's Jack Lipinski, a former refinery executive, and Randolph Reed. Lipinski was at CVR Refining. They're based in Texas, but they have a refinery in Wynnewood. And Reed is now the CEO of an investment fund, but he used to work with the former oil and gas company Atlantic Richfield Company, or ARCO. These others that Sandridge doesn't support, that are Carl Icahn wants, they're basically Carl Icahn's employees. They work for various hedge funds that he owns or manages in some way. So they're pretty closely linked to Icahn or his investments.
So what's the end game for Icahn here? What is he trying to accomplish?
Right. So pretty much what he says that he wants is what all activist investors want, right? Is that they want the executives and the board to focus on shareholder value. So what does that mean? In plain English, that means that they want the top brass to be paid less, and they want the company to be run better so share prices go up. That benefits shareholders.
Sarah Terry Cobo is the Journal Record's senior reporter. Sarah, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation at kgou.org. You can also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.